Hi.
Thank you for calling CNR Service Solutions. My name is Benita. Hello.
Hi, this is Kathy. How can I help you?
Thank you for calling CNR Service Solutions. This is Benita. How may I help you?
Hi, Benita. I called last week, and I was told by by my American Home Shield that you would be my contractor, and they gave me an installer number to call. I called the installer, and they said they don't do this kind of work.
Okay. May I have your dispatch number, please?
I don't know if I have a dispatch number. Let's see. Hold on. I have order number 072.
No, they should have given, American Home Shield should have given you a dispatch
number. Okay, I got some more numbers. I got some more numbers. I've been calling forever. Let's see. Is this it? 558?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So 558-843-312.
Okay, 558-843-312.
Correct.
I made some this weekend. That's mango buttery. You'll love it.
That sound right?
It's not pulling anything up with that, though.
Okay, let's see if I have any other numbers. This supposedly came in, it came in on Thursday. And J.B. Hunt is the ones that are taking my refrigerator over to a location.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told that you guys would do the installation of it because, in terms of hooking up the water hoses and making sure that the ice and everything works, ice and water dispenser.
That is correct.
Okay. Can you go by the address?
Okay, give me that dispatch number again, 558.
Okay, I'm hoping that this is the number, 558-843-312.
And when did you receive it?
That was Thursday.
We probably just don't have it in our system as of yet.
From Thursday?
That is correct.
You were open Friday again, weren't you?
Yes, ma'am, but it has to go over to our home office, and our home office has to send it to us.
Oh, my gosh. This is just for installation. So they are delivering the refrigerator today, so I'm trying to figure out if I can get it hooked up today.
No, ma'am, you wouldn't be able to get it today anyway because I don't do the delivery and installation on the same day.
You're not doing the delivery. You're only doing the installation.
I understand that, but they don't do... install on the same day that you get delivery.
Who doesn't?
Our company. The installer.
Why?
They might set up a time frame for you before you even get the delivery.
My delivery is right now. They are delivering as we speak.
Okay.
So it's there. So it won't be a problem with it not being there. It's there. So that is not an issue. So I just need the quickest delivery. Because I've been calling since Thursday, and this is just not fair.
Okay. Well, I will call American Home Shields and let them know that we're not pulling anything up in the system.
Right, because I'm going to call them too. And because this is just going stupid and crazy. I mean, I'm not saying, nothing to do with your company, but to do with this whole delivery is just not working. So if they think I'm going to give them some good marks, they're wrong. This has been a fiasco. All right, so what do you need from me? Anything?
No, ma'am.
I mean, can't you go by the address to know if it's in there? Because I'm not sure if that's the right number, to be honest. I have a lot of numbers on this sheet, this piece of paper I've been writing on forever, and it's become really, it's like sheet with all the different contractors on it.
Give me your phone number with air code first.
Okay, 240.
Mm-hmm.
393.
Mm-hmm.
7970.
Okay. 240-393-7970.
Correct. And I was given a number for this other company that was an installer, and I called them, and they don't do any installing. Well, how is that? So how did you guys give me a wrong company?
Who gave you that information?
A lady that answered this phone right here, the CNR services.
Okay.
And she was quite rude at that. I wasn't able to ask her any questions. She just hung up the phone.
Okay.
I didn't even get the name of the company that was doing it because she hung up the phone on me.
Okay. I do apologize, but I'm not even pulling anything up with that phone number.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She has the information on it, and that's what I'm saying. You do have it because she did have it. She had it.
Do you know how she pulled it up?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to figure out what number I gave her. Shoot. That confirmation number I have. Oh, darn. And I have an order number, and that order number was what it was supposed to be. Those are the two numbers that they gave me, that my company, American Home Shield, gave me. And she said, call this number, and they will tell you when they're going to be able to install. And I put on here actual installer, and it was accompanied it had a M something, and I didn't get the name of it totally, but it was M something. And I just called them, and that was their, I didn't even write it down because they said, we don't even do that.
What state are you in?
Maryland.
Montez Mechanical?
Yes. They said, we don't do that.
And what
number? Their number was 301-779. 1240.
That is correct. They do install for
refrigerators.
Uh huh.
Because I left them a message on their recorder on yesterday, and today I got in touch with someone this morning, just a little while ago, and he said we don't even install refrigerators. So she had to, whoever this was, had to have our information in order to give me that.
Yeah, but I don't know what it
was. And now you're not finding it.
I'm not pulling it up by the phone number.
Okay, is there any other information that you can pull it up by? Because, I mean, you have it. That's what I'm saying. You have the request. So this is by getting, that's what I'm saying, this is getting very, very time-consuming and not going nowhere. And I'm going back and forth and back and forth, and this is not good. I need to, and so I don't know what information you need from me right this point, because I've given you every number I have, and she found it under that number, so I'm not sure how you're not finding it.
I mean, I've searched with your phone number and your dispatch.
What else can, what else is it? I don't have any other numbers here. I have a 7BS BT.
No.
That I think that's just the model number of the darn refrigerator. I think that's JB Hunt who is delivering the refrigerator. That's their confirmation. But your order number was the 072 529-8914. Huh. And you say that's not right. Contract number. Right, refrigerator number. There is no other numbers on here. That's it. Let me see what's on my phone, because I have it on my phone, too. Hold on one second, okay?
Okay.
They actually sent this to me. Let's see, last week, confirmation, Okay, that's cool. Item two. My message is on here. Let's see. Okay, let's find it. Another Facebook. Write it. Okay, teacher. Okay, crazy. Okay, what is this? I'm sorry this is taking so long, but I need to get this straight. American Home Shield, okay, has been assigned. My contractor, here it is. Glasses, okay. I'm trying to see if they say which one. It just says your contractor has been assigned. And it should have a number on here, dispatch number. Okay, here's what they have on here still. The dispatch number, 558-843-312. Is that the same thing I had? I think there was an extra number in mine, huh? So here, that is the ID, 558-843-312. That's what I gave you.
558-843-312.
So that was the first contractor. So maybe that's, okay, maybe there's another number. Okay, let's keep going, see if there's another one. Let's see. American Home Shield again. Okay, so here's another one. Okay, that's that. That's still right, refrigerator. I'm going to go back again, see if I have another one. Here's another one. Okay. Let's see what this one is. American Home Shield again.
I don't know why it's not pulling up anything with that dispatch number.
I know, and this is getting really weird, and it's like taking longer than it really should. I mean, I don't get it. This has been over a week now, and we're talking about out without a refrigerator for over a week. Do you know how that is? It's kind of hard to eat. Water replacement appliance now. What is this? Contract number.
Give me your phone number again.
It's 240
393-7970.
Confirmation of refrigerator. Okay, let's see if this one tells me you, J.B. Hunt. Okay, that's J.B. Hunt. Oh, that's for the installation. Okay.
They're still not pulling up anything.
Well, cool. I know. I'm trying to find out your, when they get to the saying that you will be my contractor, and so that they will give me a number. Okay, that's that. All right, I'm still getting there. I'm sure it's in here. This is how many different, I've had 6, 7 emails from them now. So that means that's how many times we've been going back and forth. Because the original company that was going to do it, here is Maryland Beacon. What the heck is that? Beacon Run Stuff. Oh, no, that's not it. Okay. The one that was going to do it would not hook it up. They couldn't hook up a water line past 6 feet. I've never heard of that, but anyway, that was dumb. That didn't make too much sense. Okay, here's another one. Contractor has been assigned. Okay, here you are. It says, your service contractor has been assigned, CNR Services Solutions, and the dispatch number, is that what you need?
Uh-huh.
560-095-402. I even have that.
Okay, 560-095-402.
Correct. That's the number you need.
It's still not pulling up.
No. I don't know what to do. I'm like, this is that's the only number they gave me. Okay, that's the dispatch ID. This is a joke.
It's not pulling up anything.
My gosh, I don't know what to do. Go back to them and tell them what the hell's going on. Oh, my Lord.
You did say 560-095-402.
Correct. And then again, I'm saying the other lady did see it, so it had to have been in there.
But I don't know why. I mean,
come on. This is just getting to be more and more of a terror. Getting deeper and deeper.
What is the first and last name?
Kathy Pierce. Or actually, it might be under. Let's see if they have it. Yeah, Kathy Pierce. They have it under.
Is it with a K or a C?
With a K.
P-I-E-R-C-E?
Correct.
Yay! Now it came in your address.
Good. 3217 Scarlet Oak Terrace, Bowie, Maryland 20715.
Oh, that's not the same one.
You see a Kathy Pierce?
Oh, Kathy or Michael.
No. Why are you calling me, Jamie? Leave me alone. Let me see what she wants and see if she's having a problem with the delivery.